Blog Talk Radio.
Munchins, new EP dropping, hopefully my birthday month of August, if not early September, and he's coming back. You know, he visited with us a little over a week ago. He's coming back on September 14th on Saturday night, where we will be having fun and Club the Talk Entertainment Reports once again. Oh, man, welcome to Motivating Monday Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm Beth, a.k.a. B. True. Feeling good and refreshed. Just got out of the bathtub. I know you didn't need to know all that on TMI, but you know what I'm feeling like. Feeling so good and so refreshed. Wow, it's a lot to talk about. And, of course, we're continuing on talking about popular summer diets. And I guess for some of us, year-round diets. And we're going to talk a little bit about the DASH diet. My sister has been on the DASH diet the past 2 to 3 weeks. And honestly, I am a witness. She has dropped a little over, maybe like 10 pounds. No joke. No joke. I'm a witness saying that the DASH diet has been working for my sister. So the DASH diet, you can visit their website. I know at dashdiet.org, and I've shared an article from the Mayo Clinic also in reference to how healthy it is to be on and practice the DASH diet. And also we'll talk about a couple maybe one or two other diets. Or you call in and talk about what works for you. You know, last week I talked about the old school cabbage soup diet, which I practice. I've been practicing the past 3 months. I do it like once a month. It's a good cleansing for me, and it gets a lot of the fluid away from you. Matter of fact, it gets you back on the right track of eating healthy. And I used to practice the cabbage soup 7-day diet 20 years ago when I was in tip-top shape, perfect abs and everything. But why? Because I loved it because of its cleansing effect and how it energizes one, you know, really. But, man, I love that Casey Munchin. That's good. You might motivate. And if that didn't motivate you, I don't know what will. So I'm just going to go ahead and play Know What Love Is also. And also, if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. I know today is a person special to the city of Jackson and one of J.P. Jackson, Mississippi's finest. And today is Officer Conjula Green's birthday also. She's a summer baby, a fellow Leo, so happy birthday to her. And I just want to go ahead and talk about celebrity birthdays before I move on to playing Know What Love Is. Today is documentary filmmaker Ken Burns' 60th birthday. Also, Nancy Kaysenbaum Baker, former U.S. Senator, Republican, Kansas, 81, that's my mom's age. Elizabeth Dole, former U.S. Senator, Republican, North Carolina, she is 77 years young. Another politician, Marilyn Quayle. Wife of former Vice President Dan Quayle. She's 64. Tim Gunn, TV personality. He's 60 today. Tim is so awesome. He's so cool. Tim Gunn of Project Runway. He's 60. Geddy Lee, rock singer with the group Rush. He's 60. Patti Scafa. Oh, man, you guys know her. Rock singer, musician, the E Street Band. That's Mrs. Bruce Springsteen, right? Martina McBride, country singer, 47. Will Wheaton, actor, 41. Danger Mouse, DJ, Gnarls Barkley, 36. Rachel Minor, actress, is 33. Actor Stephen Dorff turns 40 years young today. He is cool. That's a cool actor right there. I like him. He's cool. 1981, Britain's Prince Charles married Lady Diana Spencer at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. Isn't that something? The baby came close to being born on their anniversary. Wow. So that is something that today would be the anniversary. So this is the day. I remember that was a special day for all of us, huh? I was a little girl, and I was just glued to the television. On July 29th, 1588, the English soundly defeated the Spanish Armada in the Battle of Gravelines. Oh, Vincent van Gogh, one of my favorite artists. Oh, my God, I loved in the history, his story, oh my God. 1890, artist Vincent van Gogh died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in Auvers, France at age 37. 1914, transcontinental telephone service began with the first phone conversation between New York and San Francisco, okay? 1914, this is a good trivia question to share with your coworkers today. Look how far we have come. 1914, transcontinental telephone service began with the first phone conversation between New York and San Francisco. That's a good trivia question. You know, so 1948, Britain's King George V opened the Olympic Games in London. In 1957, Jack Paul debuted as host of NBC's Tonight Show. In 1958, President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed a bill creating the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. And in 1967, fire swept the USS Forrestal in the Gulf of Tonkin, killing 134 servicemen. And in 1999, a day trader opened fire in two Atlanta brokerage offices, killing 9 people and wounding 13 before shooting himself to death. He had earlier killed his wife and 2 children. Wow. So those amazing happenings that happened on this day in history also. But again, happy birthday to all summer babies and fellow Leos. Wow, summer's here, but fall is not far away. But hey, like I said before, I want to play another one by Casey Munchins, also known as Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion. Dylan, a.k.a. Casey, says that we should look for some more music from SeaWorld High Fashion early in 2014, right around Valentine's Day. Casey Munchin, Know What Love Is, also Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion. So check them out at, you can check out Casey Munchin's music at SoundCloud and also SeaWorld High Fashion, okay? So do it. I'm looking at an email from Denise Austin, her Motivate Monday newsletter. And today in her Deniseology vocabulary, she says, there's no time like the present. What healthy choices will you make today? That is a good point. There's no time like the present. What healthy choices will you make today? So, that today. Not, I'll make a healthy choice next Monday. But what healthy choices will you make today? It's Okie Riki, Daydreamer. haven't played this in a minute. I've been going a holistic route to heal from those, and And then if I need to, I will have a myomectomy. But back to the DASH diet, the blood pressure. And so I know people of all ages. I know a lot of young people on blood pressure medication. So definitely people of all ages listen to this regarding that it is a diet geared to lower blood pressure without medication. So it goes on to say that since then, numerous studies have shown that the DASH diet reduces the risk of many diseases, including some kinds of cancer, stroke, heart disease, heart failure, kidney stones, and diabetes. It has been shown to be an effective way to lose weight and become healthier. All of these benefits led to the number one diet ranking by U.S. News & World Report in 2011. It's been number one the past three consecutive years, 2011, 2012, and currently 2013. The DASH Diet Action Plan book provides the complete lifestyle program to support reaching and maintaining a healthy weight while lowering blood pressure and cholesterol. And for faster weight loss, especially targeting belly fat, and that's what I'm focusing on right now. My body's transforming, the pounds are dropping, I'm focusing on my belly. And this morning I'm going to resume exercising by watching the Women's Health 15-minute belly, butt, and thigh workout DVDs, you know, with the book that I had been talking about back in the springtime. But let me stay focused on this DASH diet. For faster weight loss, especially targeting belly fat, the DASH Diet Weight Loss Solution is the essential book. With the new book, the Everyday DASH Diet Cookbook, you can have the complete authoritative set. That sounds good. Research-based. The DASH diet is based on the research studies, dietary approaches to stop hypertension, and has been proven to lower blood pressure, reduce cholesterol, and improve insulin sensitivity. Blood pressure control with the DASH diet involves more than just a traditional low-salt or low-sodium diet device. Now, that's what my doctor and one of her RNs advised me to cut down on salt. I'm not a salt eater, but they're like, do you eat Chinese food and Mexican food? And, you know, and I love cooking Mexican, you know, tacos and enchiladas and burritos. And I love, you know, Mexican foods from restaurants to fast food restaurants like Taco Bell. So I had to cut down. And then also I've been taught and being taught healthier ways to eat my favorite foods. But just like Jorge Cruz talks about hidden sugars, you know, sometimes we might not be the perfect person that shakes the salt on our food, but a lot of times it's hidden. You know, we eat foods with hidden sodium. So we have to be careful, and we definitely have to look at the contents of the foods that we eat. Okay, it is based on an eating plan proven to lower blood pressure, a plan rich in fruits, vegetables, and low-fat or non-dairy products. It emphasizes whole grains and contains less refined grains compared to a typical diet. It is rich in potassium, magnesium, calcium, and fiber. Your doctor may have recommended this eating plan. It is also recommended by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, one of the National Institutes of Health of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the American Heart Association, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, U.S. Guidelines for Treatment of High Blood Pressure. What is the DASH diet? The DASH diet eating plan is a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, low-fat, or non-dairy. Again, I'm repeating because I'm going to go over, calories and stuff. It also includes grains, especially whole grains, lean meats, fish and poultry, nuts and beans. It is a high fiber and low to moderate in fat. It is a plan that follows U.S. guidelines for sodium content. In addition to lowering blood pressure, the DASH eating plan lowers cholesterol and makes it easy to lose weight. It is a healthy way of eating designed to be flexible enough to meet the lifestyle and food preferences of most people. And it contains all the healthy foods from the Mediterranean diet. Now, I like that diet. I've never been on that diet, but I like that diet also, the Mediterranean diet. Maybe I should discuss a little bit of it if time permits. Okay. Specifically, the DASH diet plan includes type of food, and then we're going to talk about like the number of servings for 16 to 3,100 calorie diets, and then servings on a 2,000 calorie diet. Okay. Type of food, grains and grain products. Include at least 3 whole grain foods each day. And when it's the number of servings for 1,600 to 3,100 calorie diets, 6 to 12. Fruits, 4 to 6. Vegetables, 4 to 6. Number of servings. Now, when I say the numbers, I'm talking about the number of servings for 1,600 to 3,100 calorie diets. Low-fat or non-fat dairy products, 2 to 4 servings. Lean meats, fish, poultry, 1.5 to 2.5. Okay, nuts, seeds, and legumes, 3 to 6 per week. Fats and sweets, 2 to 4. Okay, servings for a 2,000 calorie diet, the servings, grains and grain products include at least 3 whole grain foods each day. Servings on a 2,000 calorie diet, 7 to 8. Servings on a 2,000 calorie diet when it comes to fruit, 4 to 5. Servings on a 2,000 calorie diet when it comes to vegetables, 4 to 5. 2 to 3 when it comes to low-fat or non-fat dairy foods. This is on a 2,000 calorie diet. Lean meats, fish, and poultry, 2 or less servings. Nuts, seeds, and legumes, 4 to 5 servings per week on a 2,000 calorie diet. And fats and sweets are limited. And then there's the question of who should follow the DASH diet. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommend the DASH eating plan as a model for healthy eating for everyone. The whole family can enjoy the DASH diet. And, of course, the DASH diet is developed to help people lower their blood pressure. It provides additional heart health benefits. I'm always, like, concerned about. Is that an organ on my body that I'm always concerned about? It's my heart. It provides an additional heart health. And for good reason, my biological father passed away at age 55 from a heart attack, my mother was diagnosed with heart disease in 2005 when she had a health scare. And so when I was super thin, I was concerned about my heart. I wasn't anorexia, but I was thin. People that know me know I was super thin. Sexy thin, but super thin. I ballooned up when I was wanting to gain weight, you know, because I had heard horror stories when people were thin and having heart trouble. But then when you get overweight, it's a lot of stress and strain on your heart also. So my health is really important, and I know your health is too. So it's important for us to know what eating plans and eating habits. You might say, well, I don't need to be on a diet, but maybe there are eating habits that one should adopt to improve one's livelihood. You know what I'm saying? But back to this. The DASH diet helps to lower blood pressure by providing more key nutrients such as potassium, calcium, and magnesium, all of which are essential for lower blood pressure. These key nutrients are boosted by including more fruits, vegetables, and low-fat or non-fat dairy in your daily diet. Some people see additional benefits by lowering sodium or salt in their diet. The book includes additional lifestyle changes to lower blood pressure, such as weight loss, exercise, smoking cessation, and moderation of alcohol intake. The DASH Diet Action Plan is the user-friendly guide to the DASH diet. Without help, many people can find it challenging to adopt the DASH diet. The book was written to make it easy to follow, and now we have a brand new pumped-up weight loss version, the DASH Diet Weight Loss Solution, which is lower in starchy foods, especially fine and processed foods. It is good for heart health and especially targets people who carry their excess weight around the middle. Sound like I need to practice the DASH diet because that's the area I really need to target. People are metabolic syndrome. Oh, people with metabolic syndrome, high triglycerides, diabetes, their excess weight, prediabetes and hypertension, who are postmenopausal, who have PCOS, and those are the people that should be on the diet. And the cookbook, the Everyday DASH Diet Cookbook, is the essential companion to help make DASH your lifestyle. So it seemed like it seemed like it's pretty cool, you know. So wow, let's see. DASH diet in the news. You can visit their website at dashdiet.com. DASH Diet in the News. For the 3 years in a row, the DASH diet has been selected by a panel of physicians and other doctoral-level health professionals as the number one diet by U.S. News and World Report. Why? Because the DASH diet has been the subject of more research than any other diet, and each new study and continues to show additional benefits, including reducing blood pressure and cholesterol, supporting healthy weight loss, lowering risk of stroke, heart attacks, and heart failure, lowering risk of several kinds of cancer, including new research showing lower risk of breast cancer, kidney stones, and type 2 diabetes. And as you might expect, the same panel selected the DASH diet as the healthiest eating plan and the best diet for diabetes. The DASH diet has been the subject of several research studies which continue to hit the news. Recently, the DASH diet was found to slow the progression of early stage kidney disease. One of the big news stories was regarding women who had followed a DASH eating plan for over 20 years and had fewer heart attacks and strokes than those who did not. A second story that month reported on a research study showing that the DASH diet could also benefit teens with high blood pressure. The DASH diet truly is a healthy diet for most everyone. And then it goes on to show different news stories from like January 18, 2013. I know I've seen it on a lot of the morning shows. They're showing it from on the Today Show, how it was showcased on January 18th this year, how to choose the best diet book for you. And also, it says on January 18th, the DASH diet weight loss solution was ranked as the top diet book of 2013. Why? Because it is based on science. It doesn't involve deprivation and easy to follow. And then there are other stories, again, from, you know, U.S. News Report and the Daily Mail UK. You can like their Facebook page at the DASH diet. Follow them on Twitter at DASH diet, Pinterest, and also on Google. So that is, in a nutshell, information, and more than a nutshell, information regarding the DASH diet. And I had left the screen for a minute. Also, sending prayers and condolences to the loved ones of Kid Credit. Kid Credit happened to be one of my favorite personalities, radio personalities, for many, many years. Matter of fact, I love, you all know how much I love Dallas, but then I love, that's one of the radio shows that I really love, syndicated radio shows that I love to listen to. I love watching them on Ustream. They have an awesome Kid Credit show. Morning Show has an awesome Ustream channel. And I love watching, when I can, Kid Credit live or the repeat. And then also iHeartRadio, when I'm not listening to Kids FM in L.A., listen to On Air Ryan, I'm listening to Kid Craddock, and I'm listening to Kiss 106 and Big D in Dallas. So sending much love to his crew and those that he was in New Orleans at a charitable golf event. And just sending condolences and love and prayers and condolences to his loved ones, his family, supporters like myself, those that his charity work helped, because, I mean, he's definitely a big loss. Wow, you know, and wow, so that's pretty much, if you guys hadn't heard, I mean, you know, Kid Credit, Morning Show, host, superstar, has passed away on Saturday in New Orleans. So I'm going to head back to the studio in the chat room, because I had left so I can start looking at my Android. I had to read this out from my computer screen, but I want to go ahead and discuss that, because I've noticed sometimes the lead stories I save and sometimes only have a little time to talk about. So I'm like, let me go ahead and begin right now at the beginning of the show. And again, thank you for your support. Oh my God. Big shout out to Carol Shelter. You can tweet them at Carol Shelter, No Kill Animal Shelter. We had a blast of a good time at PetSmart. Big shout out to the PetSmart staff, customers. Big shout out to Carol, supporters and friends who came by and showed their love and support of the adoption / fundraising event that was held at PetSmart on I-55 North at East Carolina Road near Target and Joann Fabrics and Red Lobsters and all those other places. I'm plugging places in the area, Subway and all those other businesses. Thank you for coming by and showing your support. It was so nice talking with you all and about, you know, sharing our love for animals and, you know, a few animals found homes. I posted pictures on my Facebook page. I do my best to share on my Tumblr pages and on my Twitter page and Instagram and all that. Once I put something on Tumblr, it is distributed to pretty much to all my other social networking places, my Tumblr blog profile and images and talks and all that. But we had super blessed of a good time. Just thank you all so much for your support. Thank you for coming by. And, you know, some of you that I network with online, you didn't say, hey, I'm your online friend, but some of you, believe it or not, I did recognize you. And thank you. We just had so much fun. The animals just loved it. There was a pet that I met in March at the Selling Mookie's Festival. His name is Otis Redden. He's like a Burmese mountain dog. One of my friends that listened to the show in the morning time from the Netherlands, he once had a Burmese mountain dog. He would just love Otis Redden. I thought Otis Redden had been adopted out because when I had met him back in March during the St. Patrick Day event at the Selling Mookie Festival, a few people told me they wanted him. So I was surprised. I had been asking about him, and so I was so surprised to see him when I first walked into PetSmart. And you know what? He remembered me from March because he was my match, and I pretty much, we were like partners in crime at the event in March. And as soon as I walked into the building, he just got so excited. It's amazing how, you know, people, animals, and all remember their friends. So he remembered me. He was like, oh, my friend. And also another one named J.D., was like, oh my God, we're so happy to see you. And, you know, it's just so much fun. And my persimmon had been having a skin irritation, and so she's doing fine. So one of the staffers hooked me up, helped me locate the perfect product for her. She's healing, but the fur needs to grow back. So she hooked up some good oatmeal baking soda shampoo. And in a few days, I'll go back and get some spray that I should put on her. But, you know, we need to have a show where we talk about pets and pet care. There are a few shows, more than a few shows right here at Blog Talk Radio, that are focused and only talk about pets and animal and pet care and pet health care and pet grooming. There are some shows right here that are focused on that. I mean, that's all they talk about. I mean, whenever you turn on, that's what they talk about. That's what I love about Blog Talk Radio. We have, like, so many shows focused on niche markets, and that is awesome. Here's True God Immortal. Check him out tonight also. That's from here.
I think there's a perception of love full of conception. When it starts to break down, you'll see the time that you've invested. There's no natural selection. If feelings come and go, there's no protection. So even hurt will in time become accepted. And so while I sit here just reading books to my daughter, looking around the room, seeing everything that we bought her. Flashbacks to her mom giving birth inside of the water. Fast forward to present day and his family's facing slaughter. Remember what I taught her, never thought she would harm her. All is hurt and resentment, perhaps I gave her incentive. So now I'm a baby father, instead of being a husband. We both stubborn and petty, I'm ready to find redemption. She's ready to find attention, couldn't see her intention. She seems to have a new man, nothing I could do on prevention. But you live your life, though it ain't as short as we think. Bring that nigga near my daughter, I'll kill him, won't even blink. I'm watching you moving backwards, she thinks it's cool to be ratchet. While hair and skin might be natural, image is something practiced. So is she faking the actual? Or maybe I'm just bitter while painting a clearer picture, cause moving on is impractical. So is this a heartbreak? Maybe it isn't known, it's probably karma. I've just out a couple heartbreaks of my own. And so, before you leave and before we create issues, here, there's a piece of my soul you can take with you. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. A keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything is nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. How did we come about? Truth be told, I cannot remember. Maybe I do a little. I think we met in December. Scratch that, there was a snowstorm. Thinking it's February. We known each other for years, so that timing ain't necessary. What's odd is that you liked me for years and I never noticed. Well, maybe I saw the signs, but on you I just wasn't focused. You had a boyfriend initially, with who you had some history. Together for a couple years, but you don't think it's meant to be. So we end up chilling while we did, it's still a mystery. Then you had started kissing me, lines we crossed them essentially. I'm in your room on top of you, caught inside of your wetness. This nigga's calling your phone, right then I start to regret this. Next morning you break up with him, hoping he gets the message. Say you got some heavy feelings for me, you want to express it. But shit, I didn't feel the same, I just let it continue. Kiss your neck to not look into your eyes whenever I'm in you. There's guilt inside of my heart, I wasn't thinking with that. Her pussy's so tight and wet, that's what keeps on bringing me back. Sometime later she's in search of commitment I couldn't give to her. And at this point relationships only create a prisoner. She's got her own place, she's asking me can I live with her. She said I got a heart, but in mind she's only a visitor. So though at times a nigga may miss you, here's a piece of my mind that you can take with you. True. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. A keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. We met at work, she said she's looking for her Mr. Right. I'm staring at her thinking, damn, this girl's my kryptonite. Red bone, fat ass, pretty feet. Started talking every day and at a point the shit gets deep. We daily texting and chatting and soon everybody starts to think that we're an item. Blame me for letting it happen. I'm tripping since she's older, thinking this ain't perfect timing. On the dance floor at the Christmas party, we touching and grinding. Watched her cry inside the cafe, she sang, which was rare. She used to be in the band but stopped singing cause no one cared. Well maybe that's a bit harsh, she just never saw success. Became a fan of D.A.R. and said with talent I was blessed. Conversations heating up, late nights just talking sex. Said the way I used to word things would quickly make her wet. Fast forward, shit done changed and shit now we barely talking. She may text me every now and then but really isn't often. She said you might be the one but I'll bond is way too close. She sent me news the next day so I'm confusing her approach. Shit is meant to be a fantasy and simply nothing more. Phone sex and freaky texting but that's all that we explore. Can't lie, I felt connection but just knew it wouldn't work. If we tried it wouldn't last so I risk us getting hurt. Maybe in the future I may get you, but here's a piece of imagination you can take with you. I'm saying, so I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. A keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. Reach for the stars, you said, and the sun is gonna shine. Every winter was a watch, you said, once again was mine.
Ow! That's, I love that, yeah. And that's a sample of Sade that you hear in that song, off a piece of me. You can check out True God. You can tweet him at True God Immortal. He also hosts, he's a cohort of mine here at BTR, and you can catch him tonight at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, with at blogtalkradio.com. Wrestling Heels. For those of you that love wrestling or want to learn more about wrestling, check them out. I mean, because they go deep in. I mean, he broadcasts live on location from WWE events and all that good stuff, and also broadcasts another show on Thursday night at the same time. Looking at the box office winners this past weekend. Oh, man, that's quite a few movies I need to see. And, you know, another movie that's coming out real soon that should be interesting, Lovelace. And it releases on the 9th. That's my birthday weekend, so maybe I'll see that. That is an all-star cast. I mean, there's a lot of great actors and actresses in that movie. I mean, wow. But looking at number 10, Fruitvale Station brought in $4.7 million. Wow. Overall, I mean, this weekly growth and growth to date, $6.3 million. In the weeks it's been out, I know many of you have seen it, 3 weeks. And it's been released in 1,064 theaters. RIPD released a couple weeks ago. Overall gross, $24.4 million this week, $5.9 million. The Heat, this week, $6.8 million, weekly gross this week, $6.8 million. Gross to date, $141.2 million. Pacific Rim, 7.5. That's it's at number 7. 7.5 mil was its weekly gross, and gross to date 84.0 mil. Red 2, 9.4 mil was the weekly gross, and the gross to date 35.1 mil. Grown Ups 2. Weekly gross was 11.5 mil, and gross to date 101.7 mil. Turbo, 13.3 mil, weekly gross to date 55.8. Despicable Me 2, 16.0 mil, weekly gross to date 306.4 mil. The Conjuring, you know what? I like horror films, but then I don't like horror films, but that is a horror film that I hardly want to see. The Conjuring, 22.1 mil was its weekly gross, and it came in at number 2. Gross to date, 83.9. And all of you know already, drum roll, please. Number 1, Hugh Jackman's The Wolverine, weekly gross 55.0 mil, and gross to date, because it was the first weekend. First weekend, number 1, 55.0 mil, and was released into almost 39, 24 theaters, 3,924 theaters, and this is courtesy of the Washington Post going out guide movie section. But that is it. But on Saturday, I didn't get a chance to talk about like the hot movies all being released this weekend, and there's more movies and music drops. So this coming up Saturday on Weekend Edition, we talk about more of films, independent films. And, you know, I have to plug the James Franco film. I know he has quite a few films, you know, being a director also. But the film that he filmed here in Mississippi, in the Jackson Metropolitan area in Canton, As I Lay Dying, based on the Will Faulkner book. So some of you probably have already seen the trailer. I've been sharing, tweeting and sharing the trailer, and the film will be released limited in theaters on September 27th. And I know it's going to be limited. It's going to be released here now. You know, sometimes we don't get the limited releases, but since it was filmed here, I mean, I know it's going to be released here. Just got to. It'd be so cool if we have like a little premiere event here also for the film. That would be so cool. If you're listening, James and Dave and the Franco family, you know, wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be neat? You know, we had The Help not too long ago, and then there's other independent films and major films that's in production and will be in production in the near future. So, you know, we welcome, you know, Hollywood. And there's so many films always being made in Louisiana and New Orleans. But also you can like a Mississippi Film Commission film office, and you can follow them on Twitter. Or Emily, as I told you all before, is the executive director also at the Mississippi Film Office. You can visit filmmississippi.org also. And remember to sign up for the newsletters too. But again, thank you for tuning in. It's been having fun with me this morning and motivating, and I guess you're doing what you do. Shout out to worldwide listeners. And just thank you for your love and your support. Please excuse me if you hear one of my pooches in the background barking. I know that's not good for you to hear my barking pooches. But one thing about internet radio, you know, things happen. It's important to keep the background sound reduction down, right? But thank you so much for tuning in. Let's see, hopefully somebody has called in to share their summer diet fave or the top news that's been happening. It's a lot to talk about. It seems like once I get started, it's time for us to conclude the show. Also, let's see, here's a little Austin Brown, Volcano. DJ Swan, Falling to the International Sky. Check him out at SoundCloud. Hey, he's all over the place. Talking, I am looking at the Let's Move.gov website, And this is a good website I recommend for everyone, the entire family, adults, kids, and all. You know, some people might say, oh, you don't have any kids, but I was once a kid, and I am a mother. Remember, I did have a son whom died at childbirth when I was 19 in 88. But I have young people in my life, and it's important for all of us to eat healthy. Sometimes it's the young people in your life that motivate older people to be healthy and live healthier lives, right? But the first lady, you know, is the spearhead behind this campaign. And ironically, she kicked off the Let's Move campaign here in Jackson, Mississippi, a few years back. And she returned earlier this year, she and Rachel Ray, to Clinton on the anniversary, I think, of this year's, you know, kickoff. But it's an interesting website. And, you know, letsmove.com. So visit the website. Sign up to receive newsletters and information, because I get a wealth of information from letsmove.gov. And letsmove.gov, America's Move to Raise a Healthier Generation of Kids. And not only it should read not only kids, but adults also. And one thing that it's saying on the homepage is eat healthy. It's showing, like, lettuce growing, I'm assuming, at the White House garden. And it says, eat healthy. Parents and caregivers play a key role in not only making healthy choices for children and teaching children to make healthy choices for themselves, but in today's busy world, this isn't always easy. So Let's Move offers parents and caregivers the tools, support, and information they need to make healthier choices while instilling healthier eating habits in children that will last a lifetime. And then there goes on to talk about the nutrition information, the dietary guidelines for Americans put forth by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, provide a science-based advice for individuals over the age of 2 to promote health and reduce the risk of major chronic diseases. The current dietary guidelines encourage most Americans to eat fewer calories, be more physically active, and make wiser choices. And then it goes on to talk about MyPlate, USDA's new food icon. MyPlate serves as a quick visual reminder to all consumers to make healthy food choices when you choose your next meal. Built off of the 2010 Dietary Guidelines for All Americans, My Plate can help prioritize food choices by reminding us to make have our plate fruits and veggies, and shows us the other important food groups for a well-balanced meal: whole grains, lean proteins, and low dairy. You know, just like we were just talking about earlier. And then there's the My Plate recipes. Finding healthier recipes to serve your family and your friends is easier than ever. Now that 5 of America's largest media companies have teamed up with Pinterest and the Partnership for a Healthier America on an effort to make it easier for their millions of online visitors to put nutritious meals on the table every day. Condé Nast, Hearst Magazines, Meredith Food Network, and Time Inc. have identified thousands of nutritious recipes that meet the guidance that supports UDA's My Plate, and are labeling, compiling, and promoting these recipes on their most popular cooking websites. Check out the new Pinterest page for thousands of recipes, a site that provides one-stop shop where parents, beginner home cooks, even the most experienced chefs can find and share recipes. That is so cool. You know, we're foodies right here that listen to the show, right? Empower consumers. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is currently deliberating on how to enhance the usefulness to consumers of point-of-purchase nutrition information. This includes information on the main display panel of food products called front-of-pack labeling. The new labeling provides 65 million parents in America with easy access to information they need to make healthier choices for their children. Pediatricians as parent partners. The American Academy of Pediatrics, in collaboration with the broader medical community, is educating doctors and nurses across the country about obesity to ensure that they regularly monitor children's BMIs, provide counseling for healthy eating earlier on, and for the first time ever, write a prescription for parents, laying out the simple things they can do to increase healthy eating and active play. Exactly. And parents and friends, you know, like those of us that, you know, don't have kids, but we do have kids in our lives. And, you know, it's just important for everybody to be healthy. And then this is an important topic. I don't know anyone that it's not important for, even those that you think are the richest. I mean, budget is important. Eating healthy on a budget. Eating healthy doesn't have to cost more. Use these tips and materials from USDA to help you make choices that are not only healthy but also economically. You know, we all are looking, you know, we are always looking for economical ways. This is a lifestyle show, right? Entertainment lifestyle show. And one thing I found out, and I know that from the listeners and supporters of the show, we all do have a common interest, and that's economical ways of doing things. The three P's, plan, purchase, and prepare food on a budget. These reminders help you stay within your food budget. And if you visit letsmove.gov and visit this section, I'm telling you, there's a PDF. You just click on the plan, purchase, and prepare food on a budget, and then you can download the PDF for that. Then there's a PDF for smart shopping for veggies and fruits. Get the fruits and veggies you need without breaking the bank. Exactly. And then there's a PDF for sample 7-day menus. And this is a sample weekly menu meets all nutritional needs at a cost below current average food cost. Now, my mother, after she retired from working, working with Fox Photo, she ran a at-home daycare center from the early 80s to 05. And one thing about it, when I would be assisting my mother with her home daycare center, one thing that was real important was the menus, the weekly menus and the 7-day menus, and how to have the food all in order, healthy food menu, breakfast, lunch, snacks, dinner if needed, have all of that in order. So definitely weekly menus is important for all of us. So, you know, this year, I like plan out what I am going to eat. And that's one thing I like about the Cabbage Soup Diet, because it helps me, when I'm not on the Cabbage Soup Diet, it helps me plan out my weekly way of eating. And then you can still eat like your favorite foods when you know your weekly menu. You know how to work in your favorite foods and how to not overindulge in things that you know better than overindulging in, and for whatever reason it might be. In some foods, some of us, we just can't eat also because of allergic reactions, right? Right. So go ahead and visit the website, letsmove.gov, and sign up for the newsletter, and go through the sections, especially the section that I just stated to you. And there's other sections called Healthy Moms, Healthy Families, Healthy Schools, Healthy Communities, and then there's the Gardening Guide, and then there's like the information regarding the Kids' Steak Dinner and the Kids' Steak Dinner Winners. I know there was a kid that went to the steak dinner this year from Mississippi. I guess it's a list, someone from every state. I don't know, but I know a young lady had won this year and had gone. And I know one time we had a kid to win a recipe contest with the White House and went to an event. But this is good. You might say, well, I'm not a parent. Why go to Let's Move? I go, Let's Move campaign. And when you hear the First Lady talk about Let's Move campaign, she sounds like she's talking to all of us, not just kids. She's talking to all of us about how important it is for us to live healthier lifestyles, just replace certain foods with healthier replacements, you know. And so visit that website. You know, that is just one website that I wanted to share with you regarding the other headline topic besides popular summer diets, and that's healthy living tips. And you go to that website, there's a wealth of healthy living tips at that website. Most definitely. Yay, my birthday is less than 2 weeks away, and I'm so excited. Like the Pointer Sisters. Well, the month of August begins Thursday, so that's when I start recognizing my birthday month. I don't always recognize my birthday month. I did last year, and I am this year. Because one day just is not enough. No, especially when you're turning 4 or 5. Oh, no way. It's going to be a pamp. No major plans. Just enjoying my birthday. Special occasion to me. Should be special occasion to all of us whenever our birthday rolls around. I know some people say, well, I treat it like any other day. Yeah, treat it like any other day, but in a special way. I rhymed, did I not? I know I did. So I am looking forward to a pamper me kind of birthday this year. My mother already told me she's going to cook me a birthday dinner of like my favorite, one of my favorite dishes, a beef pot roast surrounded in carrots and potatoes. Carrots and potatoes. I hear a commercial. Wait a second. Okay. Technical difficulty happened. Either a commercial came on as I was talking. I know I did not hit one of my songs, but a commercial came on air as I was bringing up my screen. Oh, yeah, but back to when my mother said she was going to cook me a dinner. And I've always loved Sunday dinners, and guess what? My birthday is actually on a Sunday. So my mother told me that I was very happy to hear about that. I didn't know. I thought I might be in Dallas for my birthday or elsewhere. I hadn't been in New Orleans in ages. I didn't know if I was going to end up in New Orleans or somewhere. But I'm going to be here in the Jackson metropolitan area. That's what it looks like. Definitely now, since my mother has already committed to cooking me a nice dinner. But it's going to be a pamper me all weekend. I felt like last week on one of the morning shows, like when a woman turns 45, it's time for her to regroup. You know, so I am going to be regrouping, most definitely, pamper me weekend, because I am excited, but I'm tired, I'm exhausted, and I am in need for special treatment, like mani-pedi and stuff like that. So, but I didn't know. I thought I would be in Dallas and getting ready to go to school. I was talking about school, huh? I'm going to have my boutique salon open and then be in school, look like. Because things are really going good. And also a big shout out to Davidson, also who I'm in confidential talks with regarding one of my invention ideas. Mr. Davidson is going to be on a couple of radio shows this morning also. And you should like their Facebook page and visit Davidson.com also. And if you're an inventor, you know, consider getting with Davidson also in regards to, you know, working on your invention idea. Really, like me. So let's jam to a little bit more music. I have a lot of music that I have added to the playlist, and I have music. I need to add certain music to the playlist. I need to add more gospel. I need to add more jazz. I need to add, you all know I love country. I can have this whole playlist filled with country. Country rock. And I like songs like, I don't know, I like a lot of music. You all send me your music, different genres. Send me your music. You know, you can connect. My email address is culturetainment@yahoo.com. KULTUREFHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. If you are a comedian, because comedians tend to like this show also, because you guys know I love comedy. I think I'm kind of funny at times. If you want to be a guest, you want to co-host with me, let me know. And if there's snippets that you want me to broadcast and air also of your acts, send me, you know, a few minutes of your comedy so I can showcase it here at Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Okay? Really?
What up, though? It's your host with the most, Big Snoopy Deagle Double G. And you inside this techno dance mixtape brought to you by, that's right, y'all, BLE, radio station BLE on your dial. You dig? And we're going to kick it off with a little something like this. We'll be right back.
And just, you know, moving on, doing your thing. So we're going to talk about that in other hot topics also, okay? So, again, thank you for sharing your love. And be good and be true, okay? Thank you.
You sexy mother.
Clock on the jizz.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. God bless.